USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Dorian is expected to become a hurricane as it's approaching Puerto Rico. It'll strike there later today or tonight, and then it's got its sights set on the southeast U.S., particularly Florida. Meanwhile, the White House says that it's not a big deal that the president is now rerouting $150 million from FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund to border security. Here's Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
This president has given billions of dollars to Puerto Rico, Florida, Texas, South Carolina, anywhere that's faced one of these damaging storms. He wants the American people to be back on their feet.
He was speaking on Fox News. Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia says he'll retire at the end of the year. He says in a statement that he suffers from Parkinson's and the disease has been progressing. Isakson is 74 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked Missouri's controversial ban on abortions past 8 weeks of pregnancy. In the ruling, the judge added that Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are likely to succeed in their lawsuit claiming that the ban is unconstitutional. Legal analyst Jay Kanzler says he agrees.
The judge is saying the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, and Missouri legislature, you have no authority. It is unconstitutional to try to change what the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled is the law of the land.
Missouri already has some of the nation's most restrictive abortion rules, and a clinic in St. Louis is the only one in that state that performs the procedure. The Department of Veterans Affairs looking into 11 suspicious deaths at a West Virginia medical center. The agency says it learned of them while looking into possible wrongdoing at the Lewis Johnson VA Medical Center in Clarksburg. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to enhance his already introduced plan to expand gun background checks. DeWine telling reporters in Columbus background checks should include data about stalking, domestic violence, and sexual assault. He notes that background checks are only as good as the information that's put into the state's and federal government's databases. For the first time since President Trump was elected, a poll finds more voters saying the economy is getting worse. A third of the people polled by Quinnipiac University say it's staying the same. The poll also shows 41% of the voters feel that President Trump's policies are hurting the U.S. economy. Nordstrom is giving customers back some money. Late November, the retailer said it owed certain credit card holders $72 million after charging too much interest, and customers will now be notified and issued a refund credit or check. Most will be getting $100 or less. And soak up the sunshine now, a frosty winter on its way, at least according to the folks at the Farmer's Almanac. From east of the Rockies to the Appalachians, they say the coming winter season will provide what they call a polar coaster of frosty temps. October and November expected to be cool and wet, followed by a cold December and beyond. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.